Today's feast of the Most Holy Name of Mary, we commemorate all the privileges given to Our Lady by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We commemorate all the privileges she has received and all the graces we have received from her. This feast was instituted for the Church Universal after the defeat of the Mohammedans by that great Polish general John Sobieski, who was outnumbered oftentimes when he went into battle as much as 10 to 1. I don't believe he ever went into battle without being outnumbered at least 5 to 1. And it was particularly his battle that turned the tide of the Mohammedan wave when Christendom was about to collapse, when the Mohammedans were laying siege to Vienna. And he made a brilliant move, but first, before he made that brilliant move on the field, he made the most brilliant move of his generalate. That is, he visited the shrine of Our Lady of Yasna Gora, that is, Our Lady of the Bright Hill, and begged her intercession so that the Christian troops may triumph. And so we learn much from the very reason this feast was instituted to the Universal Church, especially in our day and age when Islam has again become a threat to humanity. And so we must recognize that outside of the true faith, all things are a threat to humanity. And today's gospel is very apropos to the feast we celebrate, for there are essentially five truths that are communicated to us in today's gospel regarding the Blessed Virgin Mary. And these five sum up all the privileges she has received. She's revealed as the true daughter of Zion. And indeed, we often see that the fear described attributed to Our Lady is often misunderstood. Some have said it was a fear because the angel appeared to her as if he were a 20-story building. But it is more appropriate, those theological statements in the art that depicts the angel kneeling in homage to the Blessed Virgin Mary, recognizing her as his queen. And indeed, no angel had ever greeted a human person with the greeting that the angel gave her, "Hail, full of grace." And so she is truly revealed as the true daughter of Zion, the one who was faithful to God from the first moment of her conception. And so hence we see revealed in today's gospel her immaculate conception. It is clear that the angel made the announcement to a virgin, and so the perpetual virginity of the Mother of God is revealed in today's gospel. And also, we know very clearly that the sign we were to look forward to was the very fact that a virgin would conceive, and so the Mother of God would, the Virgin Mary would conceive, and so it would be a divine conception, and hence she is constituted this day the Mother of God, and that is truly why her name is holy. Her name is holy because she is the fear of all the demons who tremble at her very name. St. Alphonsus de Liguori will point out to us that the very utterance of the name Mary brings upon the world many graces, graces we do not even see, and causes the demons to scatter. And so we must again, if we are to reconstitute Christianity in our society, must again call upon the name of Mary. And perhaps the most profound truth revealed in today's gospel is one that is most necessary, for we know that the Old Testament often speaks to us in types and foreshadows. That is, people are a type or a foreshadow of the person to come, the fulfillment. And so we see in the very name Mary a type and a foreshadowing of she who was to come. For Moses' sister's name was Miriam, and Miriam assisted Moses in his task of delivering the chosen people. And so we see reflected in the very name the doctrine of the co-redemption, that Mary, who cooperates in a way much exceeding that of Miriam, cooperates with the Savior Jesus Christ and truly becomes the co-redemptrix of the world. Why is this truth necessary? Because this truth reiterates the truth that no one can truly come to Christ, no one can truly possess Christ unless he possesses him through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and that Our Lady had an integral role in the salvation of mankind, and so she is truly constituted the co-redemptrix of the world. And so let us this day reflect upon the great mystery of the holy name of Mary, that mystery that was immortalized in an ancient hymn in honor of the Blessed Virgin Mary, in which she is described in most extraordinary ways. She is said that she rejoices because you by whom joy will shine forth. Rejoice, you by whom malediction will cease. Rejoice, you who raise up fallen Adam, rejoice you who dry the tears of Eve. Rejoice you who are the inaccessible summit of human thought. Rejoice you, the impenetrable abyss, even for the eyes of angels. Rejoice because you are the throne of the great King. Rejoice, for you are the one who bears all things. Rejoice, announcing star of the sun. Rejoice, womb of the divine incarnation. Rejoice, you by whom creation is renewed. Rejoice, you by whom and in whom the Creator is adored. Rejoice, unspoused spouse, virgin. And so we too have the same reason to rejoice, for all these truths are truths that are attributed to one creature and one creature only, the Blessed Virgin Mary. And indeed, in the translation of the Gospel, Hail full of grace, we do not really catch the true meaning of the phrase chosen by St. Luke, for it is probably more proper to say, you who are overflowing with grace. That is, all the graces of angels and men received do not equal the graces in this Virgin, overflowing with grace because from the first moment she has the abundance of God's grace, for she is truly the Immaculate Conception. And before modern society and modern culture would corrupt words that were often used in Christianity, she was known as the Illuminatrix, that is, the very one who even illuminates the angels, who by their nature are greater than her. She was called the Dominatrix because she was the queen of the domestic order. And if we call upon the holy name of Mary, then the dignity of these her titles may again return. And so let us truly this day reflect that we are blessed because when we call upon the holy name of Mary, we call upon the Mother of God and our Mother too. And so we have much to be grateful to, for much to rejoice in, for she and she alone is our hope, and outside of her there is truly no hope for the world. And so let us pray earnestly that the Mother of God again will be embraced by all humanity, so that all humanity may come to receive the gift of her Son, and most especially through the sacraments by which the Blessed Virgin Mary, the sacraments for which the Blessed Virgin Mary asked her Son to constitute his church. And so let us truly rejoice this day in the holy name of Mary, that terror of angels and the joy of Christians in the hope of every human heart.